This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hello. Welcome back.
Let me just really kidding. Oh, right there. Okay. So, as you can see, we have a guest.
Hi, guys.
So, please introduce yourself, sis.
I find introductions a bit awkward, but we'll try.
say the best thing you can about yourself.
Best thing about myself. Okay. So, my name is Sarah Destiny. I am a content creator, entrepreneur, encourager. Uplifter.
Yes.
Everything and a R.
Love that.
And I also run a platform called Notes to Self Daily, in which the platform itself is aimed to inspire, impact, and influence people on this journey called life. And yeah, I think that's me in a nutshell.
Love it. So our introductions.
I love it.
We already did our intro, so everyone knows us. Yeah. We have a pre-recorded intro, okay. So just for your information. But I love the fact you mentioned Notes to Self, because I'm going to ask you a bit about that. Mm-hmm. But the first thing is a this or that.
Do you want to spice it up a little bit?
Okay, I'm ready. So, more icebreaker.
We don't want you to think about this, okay? So literally just a few seconds.
Okay.
And then you let us know what you would prefer. Mm-hmm. All right. Instagram or Twitter?
Twitter.
Going out or staying in?
Staying in.
Beef or chicken?
Beef. I actually don't eat chicken.
Ah. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Oh, so it's random.
I'm intrigued.
I low-key had like a mini health issue a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So my lips, this sounds really weird, but my lips just started turning black. Just like randomly was just going dark and then light and then dark and then light. So I went to the GP and they recommended that I keep a food diary to see what I eat consistently, to see if it affects it. So I saw, I eat chicken quite a lot. So maybe chicken is what it is, right? So I stopped eating chicken and the black lips came back. But it had been so long since I stopped eating chicken.
Yeah.
I just didn't go back. It's actually been like 2.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
Surprisingly not.
Because I literally feel like, I eat chicken every day.
I used to eat chicken, I'm going to say religiously.
Yeah.
But if anything, it's just going to show me that you can actually train your body to not eat something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My mom, my sisters, everyone eats chicken, and I have no desire to just take a little bite.
Yeah. So I just finished a liquid fast and I didn't eat for like any physical food for like 3 weeks.
Wow.
And your body just gets used to it. You'll be hungry. Your body, it will be screaming, but your body really is, it just does what you tell it to do.
It's really amazing.
It's absolutely amazing.
Really
is. Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Wow.
Nice. Love it. All right. Wizkid or Burna Boy?
Wizkid.
Yes.
Beard or height?
Oh. that's the hard one.
I want to say hi. Hey.
Yeah. Nice one. Tea or coffee?
Tea. Guys, hot Ribena should have been an option there.
You know what? I was going to talk about this hot Ribena.
I don't get this hot Ribena thing, you know.
It's a drinkable drink.
Really? It's a
drinkable drink.
I need to try it, clearly.
All right. Night person or morning person?
Night person.
Mm. Attend a party or host a party?
Attend a party.
Okay.
Yeah.
Podcast or YouTube?
YouTube.
Because you have a YouTube channel.
Nice. Love it so much. But quickly onto that Ribena, because I've been watching you. So random. I've been watching you for years.
Yep.
So like, I don't know, maybe 60s. How old am I? I'm 26, all right. I don't know, 7, 8 years. Like when I was 18 or 19, I remember like in most of your videos, you'd be like, oh, grab a hot Ribena.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what is it about this hot Ribena? And I tried it.
I'm telling you, like, people literally message me like, Sarah, I tried her. I'm just like, yes.
Wow. Yeah. What does it do?
It's just like, if you like, I think hot Ribena works well for people that like juice. If you like juice,
yeah,
it's like, it's just a hot juice.
you know? Just,
yeah.
Does it make, does it do anything to your body, or is it just for,
do you know what? I feel like it's the way you packaged it, and it just looked so nice. I was like, let me try it.
I'll try it. Although I don't like how they've done Rabina these days. They've removed all the flavour. It tastes horrid.
So I'm actually looking to see, because that only affects us in the UK, right?
Yes.
So I'm looking to see if I can actually get it imported from another country.
Smart. And I've heard that there's this cordial thing. I don't know if you've heard of cordials.
No,
it's like, it's basically, you know, those dilute to taste juices.
Yeah,
like a really strong, like liquid, like a thick liquid that you can buy and dilute.
Really?
And there's one for blackcurrant, and it tastes like Rabina, apparently.
Okay, I might need to check that out.
So don't say I don't plug you guys.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice.
But Sarah, thank you so much for coming on.
We have wanted
you for a long while.
Oh, thank you so much.
So yeah, let's just have a conversation. Jen said, we've been following you for a while. We love what you're about. You're such a positive person who's been through a lot, yet you still keep going and you still keep smiling. Mm-hmm. Notes to self, what made you want to start Notes to Self Daily?
Quite interestingly enough, so Notes to Self actually started when I was in a really low place. I was in a really low place, like mentally, I was just not with it. And it kind of started as an accident. So I'm a big believer of affirmations. I've always been. And I think that definitely stems from my mom, like upbringing, church and everything. Mm-hmm. So I just randomly, like, I'll be feeling very ugly, and maybe I just go on Twitter and I say, oh, I'm feeling beautiful today. Hashtag note to self. Right. Mm-hmm. So every single day it was just a new affirmation. And then as time was going on, it started to pick up.
I've seen that. I love it.
To self.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand the significance of it at first until one day I actually forgot to post it. I usually used to post around like between 10 and 11 a.m. And it was like 2-3 p.m. and I hadn't posted a note to self. And someone sent me a DM. I was just like, oh, hey, Sarah's checking in to see if you're posting today's note to self.
Wow, look at that.
I was just like, oh, wait, people actually, really like this. But in terms of it being a platform, it was initially just going to stay on Sarah Destiny. I know that sounds weird. I'm speaking in third person.
But you're a brand.
Thank God. Because that was not in the works. But it was late at night. I remember my friend Alison, I need to give you a shout out. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. Alison messaged me, and we weren't even close friends at that time, but she sent me a DM on Instagram, and she was like, oh, hey, Sarah, I see you do Note to Self. Why don't you create a separate platform for it so it doesn't get juggled up with the Sarah Destiny thing? And I was like, why have I never thought of that? That actually makes perfect sense. So I first tried to use Note to Self on Instagram, and someone, of course, had the name.
Oh, typical. And usually it's a redundant account. That's what it was redundant, right?
I'm telling you, the last post was like 2016.
Yeah.
And it's it was always the case. And I was just thinking, Instagram needs to work on that, because there are usernames that are needed. Okay. For active account.
Yeah.
So I messaged her, I was like, oh, Alison, Note to Self is gone. And she was like, oh, okay, how about Note to Self? And we're just adding S's and underscores and everything. And then she was just like, oh, how about Note to Self Daily? And I was like, actually, that works.
That works.
So we started the platform. Well, I started the platform. Currently, I think we just hit 4K followers this week, which is great.
Oh, cool.
Congrats.
Yeah,
thank you.
Wow.
And last year we launched our first product, the Note to Self
Journal. Yes, I've got it, guys. Get your Note to Self Journal.
You know, this year, bigger and better.
Yes.
Three different variations.
Amazing.
I'm just not only looking to build it up as a business itself, but just as a community of people around the world who are just dedicated to, you know, influencing and impacting their lives on a daily basis.
What's been the hardest part of the journey of Note to Self specifically?
I'm probably going to say just the dedication that comes with wanting to build a community. Like, it's all fun and games creating a platform and like having a business and stuff, but those things can only be successful when you have people to actually sell it to. And that doesn't mean that, you know, the whole point of Note to Self is to make money, because I do want to impact people. But I think just in terms of continually building a engaged community.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, even when I do like my Instagram stories, I'm like, okay, what else can I do next? Maybe I can do quizzes. Maybe I can do this. So I think if anything, that's been the hardest part. But in terms of consistency, which I thought I would have struggled with, I actually haven't. And I think
it's part of
it just oozes out. Like, I haven't even been as consistent with Sarah Destiny as a brand.
Wow.
But I really love that Notes to Self is bigger than me. So it's like, I'm not doing it for accolades or anything. We're not even following anyone on the account. But
I genuinely do want to impact people, because
everyone needs a bit of encouragement.
Exactly.
You know, everyone. People are doing life every day and it's not getting easier.
It's getting harder. We've heard about the increase in inflation
and stuff.
It's becoming a nightmare in this country. We all need encouragement.
Speaking of encouragement, so you posted a video
Oh, did I?
Listen, I follow you. Like, I subscribe and everything.
We are fans.
You posted a video, I think maybe 3 days ago. I'm trying to think of when I watched it. It was around discipline.
Yeah.
And consistency,
yes,
as well. And of course, she was just spilling all the gems. You spoke about being your biggest competitor, comparison, and you said something that really spoke to me. You said, I won't let myself be the brick wall of my future.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's, if I could, I would have stopped the car.
That's a word.
Yeah, like, talk to me how you got to that point of thinking that, you know, you're your biggest competitor, not comparing yourself to other people, and almost kind of like staying in your own lane and ensuring that what you're doing aligns with your purpose and not other people's. So yeah, talk to me about how you got to that point.
Sure. I think if anything, I'm always like, I feel like everyone is continuously on a leveling up journey, right? And yes. I feel like with that, even with that comment, sometimes I look back on my videos, I'm just like, I don't know where that came from, because I didn't know that. But I think in terms of that and just like pushing forward and things like that, it kind of came from understanding that everything that I've ever done in life has led me to where I am right now. Yes. And if I really want to go further and make it further, I'm going to have to do things differently. Mm-hmm. And what you find with consistency and discipline is many people speak about it, but it's very vague. Yeah. But you have to understand that every single person that you love and you admire is where they are because they were consistent and disciplined. Yeah. One of my biggest inspirations in terms of YouTube, people know this, I scream about this all the time, Patricia Bright.
Oh, I love her.
She's the OG.
People can hate as much as they want, but we all know the truth in our hearts, which is why people hate on her.
Honestly,
we know that she's the best.
I won't even lie, like, even my sisters are like, oh, you're obsessed, like, I can never say anything bad about you. I'm just like, yeah, you can't, because she's Patricia Bright.
Yeah.
And she was one of the main reasons why I did start YouTube. And it just made me feel like, not necessarily comparing myself to other people, but understanding that every single person that I love is where they are because they were consistent and disciplined.
So
if they weren't consistent and they weren't disciplined, you wouldn't be able to see them in a position that they are in right now. So I feel like for me, it was kind of just a reminder that, yes, Sarah, you've done great and that's led you to where you are right now. Mm. But in order for you to do things better, you have to do things differently, but you have to be consistent and you have to be disciplined. Mm. And I feel like many times those are very uncomfortable conversations to have with yourself. Yeah. It's all fun and games talking to your friends, but at the end of the day, your friends can tell you to do things and you still won't do it.
Yeah.
But when you actually, like, you do a self-reflection and you're just like, okay, I've done really well, but guess what? I could have been further if I'd done X, Y, Z. It lets you understand and take responsibility that, oh, maybe in the past I was the brick wall towards my future, but now I'm literally knocking that wall down and I'm making sure that I can go further.
Yeah,
so I think it's really important, even as we're still fresh into the new year and stuff, to understand that your dreams aren't going to become your reality unless you decide to be consistent and disciplined. Yeah. And even in terms of comparison, let's be honest, social media is not the easiest.
It is not.
It's not the easiest, you know, and I had to also understand that people are always posting their wins and their successes and, oh, I've done this, I've done that. People don't show their dark spaces all the time or when they're mentally not okay. And it's about understanding that you have no business comparing yourself to other people when other people are, even if they're comparing themselves to other people, the only person and the only business I have comparing myself is who I was yesterday.
Yeah.
So how is Sarah from last year going to be different to this Sarah? How is this Sarah going to be different to the next Sarah? Because if anything, it allows you to also remain sane.
Yes.
Everyone is out here living their life.
Yes.
So why are you comparing your life to someone else's?
This is it.
You're just giving yourself headache. Exactly. Who wants headache?
And the thing is, you don't know the real ins and outs of people's lives.
Because they won't show it.
They don't show it.
Yeah.
You don't know. If someone might look like, oh, they got from this amount of subscribers to this amount subscribers in a month, but you don't know what they did behind the scene. They could have bought those subscribers, they could have paid someone to do something.
Some people like, could do juju as well. You don't know.
You know, juju's a real thing.
It sounds funny,
but juju's real, guys. Hey, Jay Huss.
Even as a Nigerian, I'm no, she's not even lying. Juju is actually real.
It is really
real.
And
people are doing so much to show off to other people. And it's like, even as a believer as well, I feel like I said, I think everything that I do stems from my values and my beliefs in Christianity.
Yes.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
even as a believer as well, it's just like understanding that God has already placed something special inside of you. So just run your race.
You don't need
to run the race of somebody else.
That's
if you run someone else's race, you're going to be burnt out. You're going to be tired because you don't know what people are doing to get to where they are.
And you'll never be an original copy. You'll just be a copy. You'll just follow. You won't have originality because you're doing something.
Exactly.
You're just doing what other people are doing.
Exactly.
So there's nothing about you. And that's very sad.
Yeah.
That's very
it really is. It's just not, I just feel like it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
And I've decided that even though those things have dealt with me in the past, I'm dealing with them now. And I'm not going to allow them to discourage me or hold me back or anything like that. Yeah, I'm only in competition with Sarah Destiny from yesterday.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I could literally listen to you talk all day.
I love it.
But
I
obviously talking in terms of, you know, sharing, because you've shared a lot of your experiences as well, life experiences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something else that you mentioned in your, your latest video was that you wanted to share more and be more intentional about that, whether that's about your business, maybe parts of your, you know, personal life, which you've already been doing anyway. How do you, because I feel like even with me, like whether it's to do with work or business, I know we say that a lot of people glamorize stuff and you only show your best parts. But when I think about myself, that I do that as well. Like, it's really hard to not share the not so good parts, the failures and things like that. How do you deal with that? Like, how do you prep yourself to showcase those hurdles, I suppose?
That's a really good question. That's deep. I feel like number one, this is actually quite hard. I feel like it's something that I'm still dealing with, which is why I mentioned it in the video, because I very much enjoy being a very private person. And sometimes you want to take your wins in silence and your losses in silence.
Yeah.
But again, when it stems down to your faith, like sometimes you go through tests to become a testimony to someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what's the point of me going through certain stuff and dealing with it by myself when I can actually share it and other people can be blessed through it? I'll give an example with my university experience, which was an experience in itself. I was very scared to share that video, like the whole experience. Because it's like, I think it's like a 30 minute video. I'm taking you through every single step from GCSEs to A-levels to my uni to dropping out to starting again. It was just way too much. And I remember even as I was filming it, in my head, I'm just like, Sarah, why are you sharing this? Sarah, why are you actually sharing this? But I was reminded in the spirit again that this is not just for you. And even on that video, even till this day, I think I even received a notification. Today's Saturday. So I think around Tuesday, Wednesday, someone saying, oh, I'm in a similar situation. Like, I really needed this video. Yours came up randomly, blah, blah, blah. So I think it's about, once again, understanding that sometimes your brand and your platform and the things that you love is actually bigger than you. So your face can be attached to it and people can see my face and see Sarah Destiny, but it's above me and it's honestly, I love that, it's above me now.
It's above me now.
It's above me now and it's honestly beyond me. And I feel like when you, not to like, kind of toot my own horn, but I feel like when you are a very genuine person, you don't allow these things to kind of like hold you back. It's like, actually, no, I really want to share this because I know that it can help and impact and influence other people. So I feel like with me, when it comes to prepping for it, I always have to pray. And I always pray again. And I pray this video for actually all of, I pray this prayer for all of my videos. And even like with my post of notes to self and stuff, that whoever needs to see this post or whoever we'll needs see to it. See this video will see it, because I want the blessing to just go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like that's kind of like how I handle it. It can be sometimes a bit hard. I do get some negative comments here and there. I just block.
Block the block button. There will always be trolls.
There's always that's one person.
Thank God for that block button. I'm mute.
Honestly, I think even in that my university video, personally, I didn't even like my nails in that video. I had green nails. Someone missed the whole assignment and said, oh, look at her nails. Did you watch the video?
I mean, like, enemies of progress, because is the video about nails? Were you doing a nail tutorial?
Is that why
or were you doing a vlog that where you took us to the nail shop? You didn't. So why is that the focus?
Missing the point completely.
So it's honestly just about praying that the right people come across your content.
Yes.
And just once again, remembering that your brand and what you do isn't just attached to you, but attached to other people.
Yes.
No, I love that.
I love that so much.
Have you always like been so confident, I suppose?
And just positive.
To the viewers, to people who are inspired by like your journey, have you always been like that, or is that something that you've, I guess, grown to have had or worked on?
I've low-key feel like it's been a bit of both. Naturally, as a person, that's why I say sometimes I look back on my content and I'm surprised at who I see, because I'm just like, I'm in bed with one towel, one hair's up here, one hair's down here, and on camera, like, I've got my makeup on, like, wig is glued down and everything. But I haven't always been this confident. I dealt a lot with, I was actually bullied in secondary school, which is quite interesting, because after like my YouTube channel started picking up and stuff, one of the bullies actually sent me a DM. I remember it was so weird. And I, it was really interesting. interesting. But yeah, growing up, it wasn't like major bullying. Like, you know, like sometimes people like put your head in toilets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it was just more to do with, you know, you see it in movies.
Oh, like, I thought that's what happened to you. I was going to say, that's the kind of stuff I didn't see in like movie. Hey.
My head in the toilet and I was still at home. Hey.
The parents will send you back like, eh?
Go and beat them up
back.
My mom was
living
into violence, but that day,
yeah,
she would tell me something.
No.
But it was just like, they used to make fun of me, or sometimes I walk past and I can hear like their comments and things like that. And then also growing up, thank God, like, things have changed and times have changed, but I was very insecure about my skin.
The skin. We've all been there. Still a journey. Skin is a big one.
That's another podcast for itself.
Literally. We should do another one just titled Skin.
Honestly, just skin. But yeah, I was really insecure in my skin growing up. Like, my best friend, she was like light skin, really pretty, had curves, and me and one dark skinned girl, skinny, still slim, but hey ho, what can we do?
Embrace it.
Just have to embrace it. I just wasn't confident at all. And it was a bit weird because it's like, in my immediate circles, as in like with my family, I was very confident and stuff. But going out, I would try and like shy away from certain things. Or sometimes I would try and be loud and funny because I felt like that kind of, you know, just makes you
feel.
So I haven't always been confident. And I feel like that was one reason why I really wanted to start YouTube, because it allowed me to show, almost like show another side that I haven't really been able to show other people before.
Yeah.
And then the more I started recording, I feel like my voice just started to get stronger. And then I started to realize, oh, you know what? I actually do have a voice in this field and people may want to hear what I have to say. And then as time went on, I was just like, whoa, I'm really that girl.
No, because you've really created a niche for yourself. So
yeah, it's really beautiful. I sometimes go back on my first video and I can even see like where maybe I've made like a mistake with a sentence or something. And you can see on the camera that I'm a bit flustered. But now that happens, I'm just like, oh, sorry guys.
This
anyway.
Literally, like, you're human, like, hello.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I've really grown to become the person I am today, and I'm proud.
Yeah, oh, I love as it. As you should.
I love it.
And do you feel like any pressure? Like, because obviously I know you for being like a Christian content creator, also lifestyle, and I think fashion as well. I think you've dabbled
once in
a little bit. But just like onto the Christian part, like, do you ever feel, I don't know, like any pressure that you need to say uphold things in a certain way?
I'm sure I've even seen you respond to maybe some people, trolls or whatever, that are trying to say Christian something. I can't remember exactly, but I know I've like seen, because I also feel like that sometimes, where if you come across, I was literally just saying it in our last episode actually, that when, you know, you are getting closer to God or you're on a journey with God, naturally you might tweet about it because it's what you're thinking about, it's what's on your mind.
Yeah.
And then you might feel pressure to uphold a certain image, you know, and that, or you don't want people to think, oh, this girl's holier than thou. She thinks she's better than all of us. Yeah, tell us about that, because that's not easy, especially in this generation where everyone wants to be different and everyone wants to be edgy and, you know.
And they're so judgmental as well.
Very judgmental. It's a real shame, and it just once again goes back to like, what do you really stand on, and how far are you willing to allow people to push you before you stop or before you keep on going? I think, since I've created videos on faith, there's always been trolls. I remember when my first like proper faith video was titled Is Jesus Coming Back Soon? And I remember someone commented and was, first of all, like I said, people just missed, they just don't understand the assignment. But someone was like, oh, I had a wig on in that video. It was a grey ombre wig, which my mom hated, but I used to love that wig so much. But I remember the person was like, if Jesus was coming back, are you sure he's going to take you? You know, you're not supposed to wear wigs. You're not supposed to wear makeup. Your jewelry is this, your jewelry is that.
Don't get me started.
And that was honestly, I think one of the first times I was ever exposed to like criticism and judgmental just comments and stuff. And I remember at first I was like proper rattled, and I was just like, actually, no, like, this is who I am as a person. I'm very much aware of my rights in Christ, and I'm very much aware that I'm a Christian. I'm not going to allow someone living in one country with no thumbnail come and
come
and disrupt my peace or try and make me question who I am and who God has created me to be. Even down to like last year, I was doing Love Island reviews on YouTube.
I was remembering you were like responding back to some people that were just chatting rubbish.
Yeah.
And I just remembered, yes, that was it.
Yeah, it was Love Island. Someone was someone first criticized me because I didn't have that many faith content up at that time, which is understandable. Guys, Love Island Reels was every single day. Yeah. Do you think I had time to record
Again, you don't even have to explain. You don't have to explain for anyone.
But they were just like, oh, you know, Christians really shouldn't be watching the show. You know, I'm very surprised that you're encouraging people to watch a show that, you know, promotes sex and promotes this and promotes that. And I remember just thinking, I'm not even going to lie, this is actually just a reality. It's just a small show. It's just, and it's, that's all I've ever seen.
Thank
you. I've just seen it as I'm watching One Hour of Love Island.
And that's it. I'm moving on with my life.
And I'm moving on. I promise you, I was so, even as I'm responding to you now, that's how I was when I saw the comment. Like, it's actually just not even that serious. So I feel like when it's come to things like that, I've just come to understand, number one, you can't please everyone.
You can't.
So that's that. And number two, like, you're not going to make me question what I already know and I believe about myself. Yeah. Like, I'm not, when you come on my YouTube, you don't see me with no top and I'm just shaking my ass like this. Like, even down to like some, as you said, like sometimes with like my fashion fits. I remember I got a DM, my most recent picture, which is popping, by the way. So, I got a DM.
Check that out.
I got a DM and someone said, oh, Sarah, don't you think your skirt is a bit short?
The cheek.
Hello.
I remember people say that to me.
Like,
I remember I had a dress. So I posted a dress on my...
Oh, I'm screaming.
Oh, no, not even that one. Not even that. I don't want to go into that one. Because I've had several. And these people, they won't come to me. They'll go to my parents. My parents are pastors. They'll go to my parents. Oh, look at Shade's cleavage. She's showing so much cleavage. I don't even want to go into that one. But anyway, this one was someone young, right? And this particular, I won't even go see Tony Girl. But anyway, I posted a video of me in a dress. It was like here, just a normal dress out on my story. And she said, LOL, where's the rest of your skirt? And I don't think I even replied. And then I posted it on my feed. I was just like, okay, you want to be cheeky? I posted it on my feed and I said, unapologetically, me. Period. That's where, I think it's still on my feed actually. Because I was just like, you're not going to come and tell me what I can and can't wear because you're not moving Christ-like actually. You're moving judgmental and like you're better than me and that's not going to stand.
And I think that's a problem with many... I feel like this is the problem with many believers as well. Okay, don't get me wrong. Like, I do understand. For example, there's certain outfits I will just never feel comfortable wearing. Like, I have to put my hands up. There's certain things I won't post. If I feel that I'm the type of person, if I wear something and I don't feel comfortable, I feel like myself, I just won't wear it. Yeah. So it's like, I have certain principles when it comes to the way that I dress.
Yeah.
But you're not going to come and tell me about X, Y, Z. Like, clearly I thought I looked okay, which is why I posted the picture. Or clearly I thought that video was okay because I ended up posting it.
Yeah.
So I think it's quite disheartening as well when sometimes you realize that a lot of the shade that you do get is actually from believers themselves. And that's the problem, is like, people have kind of set a standard for believers to be a certain way. There's believers that they don't show their skin at all. There's believers that wear they wear their hats and that turtleneck and to the floor. And then there's other believers that you see can wear like a cute little midi dress. Like, it is, I feel like it's actually different. Okay.
And guess what? God loves all of us.
That part.
That's actually the end. That's the end of the story. Yeah, God loves us all.
God, literally, I love you. God loves you. And I love myself. So that's it. So I understand why people do sometimes say, okay, God bless you. Like,
Literally.
Just
leave. There's not even worth going back and forth. Yeah. Just like, God loves you.
And you can't argue with that. So.
This is it.
Thanks.
Exactly.
Period.
Nah, it's just mad. It's actually mad. But, yeah, I'm just really, every time I see you tweet, especially with like the motivational tweets that you post, for me, it's like, it's something that I really appreciate.
Thank you.
In terms of like when I was growing up, because I think, I don't know if we're the same age, but
I'm 26 I said in March. Wow, 26 in May.
In May,
yeah.
We're basically the same age. So yeah, it was really nice to see someone who was my age posting that kind of content and being really unapologetic about their experiences. So yeah, in terms of like the social media space, is that something that you've always wanted to get into? I know you said that you started your YouTube page, you know, in terms of like just sharing your experiences, showing that other side to you. Mm-hmm. But have you always thought, oh, actually, this is the area that I want to tap into, especially seeing like the OGs like Patricia Bryant and that kind of stuff?
To be honest, 100%. I started watching YouTube when I was, I think, 14.
Wow.
And I remember I was just, when I say obsessed, like YouTube has changed so much now. Of course, it's the business and money and stuff like that. But back then it was just people having fun and just sharing things that they liked. And I remember like, I would literally watch Patricia's videos and I'd just be like, oh my gosh, like, I feel like I can do this one day.
But what
I
was young. It called before? It was
Britpop Princess.
Oh, yes. You are an actual. Have you met her yet?
I have met her.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, I have met her
She
before.
Needs
yeah.
to meet you.
I think I've met Patricia, I think maybe like 3 times.
Nice.
At different events and stuff.
Right, right.
Maybe she remembers me, I don't know.
But you never know. She yeah, you never, yeah,
yeah. I pray that you two do a collab one day. Gosh, that yes, would be amazing.
Patricia, you watch?
Yes.
But no, like I remember just watching, I just feel like, oh my gosh, like she just seems so down to earth. And yeah. I literally was just telling myself, oh my gosh, like one day I can definitely do this. But I was young. I wish I started YouTube when I was that young, my goodness. Mm. But I was young and I was just like, oh yeah, maybe one day, one day. And then in first year of uni, I went through my first ever like breakup. And I remember just thinking like, oh my gosh, like what can I do to really just get myself like back on track and stuff. And yeah, literally the following day I bought a camera, bought an SD card. I was even borrowing my friend's laptop because I didn't have a MacBook at the time.
Yeah.
And I just started YouTube. So I feel like with social media, I've always known that I've wanted to dabble into it, but I've always wanted it to be from a positive perspective.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like even as time has gone on and social media has grown, there aren't that many positive influences
yeah,
out there.
It's just and gossip or gist or just unmeaningful
conversation. And I
feel
like it's interesting because even like there are some people that people brand as being influencers that I don't necessarily see them as influencers. Maybe they didn't have influence on me, but sometimes I think about, oh, what is their brand? Like, what is actually their message? And I wanted to make sure that, okay, if this is something that I actually do want to do, I'm going to make sure that, you know, there's a positive spin attached to Sarah Destiny and things like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, social media has changed so much, but if you're really able to get yourself out there the right way, then it can literally change your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've seen people's lives absolutely change just because of social media. Yeah. All it takes is that one person to retweet or for someone to get hold of your tweet and next thing you're signing a book deal or you're collabing with Patricia Bright or, you know, so, but I'm sure you've had like times on social media where maybe your following isn't growing as much or it's even dropping. How do you navigate that? Because that's a real thing.
Hey.
A lot of people are blaming it on Instagram algorithm.
Hey,
it's not easy. Exactly. It's just algorithm.
It's not just algorithm. You need to be honest with yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that algorithm. I'm just saying, everyone's like, oh, Insta algorithm. Within hey, I'm just like
I feel like so with YouTube I think I'm almost on 24k and although that sounds like really big, I've been talking about it just literally just in, like in my last video, it sounds really big, but knowing how long I've been on YouTube for, I don't feel like that's like not saying good enough, but I don't feel like it's where I should be.
Mm.
And that once again boils down to consistency and discipline. Yeah. That's just literally it.
Yeah.
When you're consistent and disciplined on social media, people want to continue following you and post you and engaging. Mm-hmm. When you're disappearing for months on end and then you're popping back like, hey guys, I'm back.
Yeah.
And you'll go again. Hey guys, I'm back again. It's like, this girl's not serious.
That's the thing. That's social media. You know,
people
just
have
keep
such a short attention span anyway.
I feel like we're dealing with it like now. This year, I'm literally dedicating so much to creating content and just seeing where consistency and discipline can actually take me. But I feel like in terms of like with the dropping and stuff, I don't like to focus too tough on people that don't continue to support me because although maybe I lost 30 subscribers, okay, I gained 78. So it's almost not necessarily that things balance itself out, but the right people who love your content will continue to see your platform and follow and support you.
Yeah,
and that's
just how
you have to see it.
Keep going. Yeah, love that.
Keep on swimming.
This is it. Keep swimming. What's next for Sarah Destiny?
What is next?
What can I say?
It's
true. Don't tell us, you know, anything too premature. Surely, but yeah, what can we expect from you? What's next, you know?
Yeah. So I have a few projects in the pipeline, which is really exciting, by the way. You remember you said the this or that question thing?
Yeah.
I'm always up late at night because I feel like that's when my creative
juices
are just flowing.
Working.
I'm just writing and typing and researching. So I have a few projects coming up for Sarah Destiny. And a few projects coming up from Notes Itself.
Jeez.
Maybe a new venture stemming from Notes Itself. I don't know.
Ooh, you heard it here first, people.
You actually heard it here first.
So
I'm literally working on that, building up NTS as a bigger community.
Love that.
Products coming out soon. Yes. Very exciting.
Can't wait. We'll be purchasing.
Please do.
Do you have a team or is it just you at the moment?
Initially, it was me. My team is my family.
That's the best team. That's my wedding planning team. So I get it, girl.
The best team, honestly. And my team's my family, my sister and my cousin. I really like just in terms of really, really, really want to scale it up. Like actually have a team, have an office space, have a factory space. Like, really just, go all
amazing.
Out with it. And just continue to just grow and develop in life. Like, I feel like I'm definitely becoming the woman of my dreams, quote unquote. Mm. And that literally just involves me being on job with everything that I do.
Yeah.
So even though I don't necessarily know where certain things may go this year, I know that everything that I do will be great by the grace of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I love that. So any last words, Jen? Any last questions?
I think, like I keep saying, you're really inspiring.
Thank you so much. I'm super
happy to see, you know, what you've got going on, what you've got going next. And I suppose, like, what kind of advice do you have for someone who, apart from purchasing your banner,
which they should,
exactly. What advice do you have for them to kind of stay disciplined? Like, is there any practical things that you've had to do yourselves? What would you say?
Well, that's a really good question. I actually have an IG reel that's coming out, I think it's tomorrow, but it kind of breaks down 6 points that I mentioned in my YouTube video. I wish I could tell you them off head, but I actually can't. I'm just going to go through them quickly. I think number one was understanding that nothing changes unless nothing changes. So you, like I said before.
I know, I'm trying to just, you know, really just think about that in my head right now. Words,
but nothing changes unless nothing changes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's very important to understand, like I said before, you are where you are because of the things that you've done. So if you want to go further, you need to switch things up. What's that quote that people say? What's the definition of, is it madness or the definition of something is when you do something.
Oh, yes. Oh, insanity is doing the same thing all the time and expecting something to change, expecting a different result.
Exactly. Okay, you've done all of this. Why on earth would you continue to keep yourself in this situation, knowing that you can change things up and actually get different results? So I feel like that's definitely one of them. Second, of course, I've already mentioned it, comparison. You are not in comparison with anyone else but the person you were yesterday. Stop allowing social media and people and external influences and influences influence how you see and view yourself. It's not worth it. And I think the third, I was literally speaking to my best friend about this the other day, is just go. Like many times you find that you're stuck in your head and you're stuck in, oh, what if it doesn't? Okay, but what if it does? Mm-hmm. Like, don't allow yourself to constantly feel like, oh, I'm not ready, or I'll only be ready when I hit 10K. Mm-hmm. I'll only be ready when I have this amount of money. Like, with what you have, do what you can to get you to where you want to be. And I feel like it's just very important to understand the importance of now.
Yeah.
Stop waiting for, oh, okay, I'm going to wait till December. I'm going to wait till... No, just do things now.
There will never be a perfect
time. There will never, ever, ever be a perfect time. And obviously, as well in scriptures, like, it speaks about times and seasons and like your time to do things is now. And I'll end on this briefly. Before I started my YouTube, I spoke to my friend Comfort. Hey Comfort, if you're watching. I remember when I spoke to Comfort and I was really nervous to post my first video. Like, I remember I posted it and I shut down my laptop for like an hour. I was so scared. And she was just like, oh, Tolu, that's my Nigerian name. She was like, oh, Tolu, people are watching. Have people watching? I was just like, really? What are they saying? What are they coming in? But I remember there's one scripture that she told me in Proverbs, and it was that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men.
Wow.
And you don't understand how, by withholding certain things that you do, you don't understand how that is stopping you from actually reaching the places that you need to reach or being mentioned in rooms that you physically haven't even been yet. So it's about understanding that your gift is personal to you. And even if someone else has a gift that is similar to yours, guess what? They can't do it like you do. And you also can't do theirs like they do as well. So I think it's about understanding how unique and how perfect you are and allowing your gift to speak for you. So literally just go.
And on that note, subscribe to Sarah Destiny's channel. I'm even inspired how just listening to her.
See how
all,
just,
like,
was just silent.
Literally, I was legit just really just taking it all in.
When this episode comes out, I'm even going to be like, again, who is that? Like, I generally honestly do feel like the Holy Spirit speaks through me.
Yeah,
mentally, like, my knowledge is okay, it's there, but it is also limited as well.
Yeah.
But it's honestly just a blessing. I'm just
amazing. We are so happy we've had you on.
Thank you. You have to come back. I have to come back.
You absolutely have to. Thank you so much.
So quick.
I know, right? It always does. Time always flies by. Always.
Yeah.
But guys, please subscribe to this amazing young lady's channel. She's full of so much wisdom. She's really a breath of fresh air.
So
subscribe, follow Notes to Self Daily. And Sarah Destiny. And of course, follow your girl. She's in the pod. If you're not following us, I don't know what you're doing.
What are you doing?
I don't understand.
What are you doing? You listen to the whole podcast and you're not following.
Can you imagine? And they haven't rated us 5 stars.
Come on.
But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for listening. Let us know your thoughts and leave a comment. Love you guys.
Thank you.